Yes, as soon as you start speaking.
Okay. When did I miss the exit? There was that time that I got married. So some years later, I found myself in the throes of a really emotional and intense divorce. Divorce I didn't want, with two young boys. Heartbreak was real, and those were also during COVID days. And so that was a really hard time for me. And I had the opportunity to get close to a friend named Sarah, who also was going through a similar divorce of similar really intense circumstances, and she also had two kiddos. So we were each other's lifelines for some really intense nights and talks and all that stuff. And we decided that we were very close to finalizing our divorces around the same time, about a year and a half into this insanity. We were finally getting ready to close it. And we said, we should go on a divorce trip. That's a thing. So we booked a ticket to Cancun, Mexico, and she rented us a catamaran with a crew. We were making I'm on a Boat playlists. We were stoked. So 5 days before the trip, it was a Thursday in February, and the trip was on a Tuesday. Monday was Martin Luther King Day. This is important. So I'm solo skiing at Brundage, and I'm getting on Centennial. Remember the old Centennial chairlift? Mm-hmm. Really slow, getting on it. And right as I get on it, I get a phone call from another friend named Chandra. She says, I'm so mad. And I'm like, what's up? I was supposed to go to the Galapagos tomorrow, and my passport's expired. I'm so annoyed. And I'm like, that sucks, dude. You're like a world traveler. You've had a passport your whole life. Like, bummer. And she's like, I know, so frustrating. I'm going to figure it out. Okay, love you. Okay, bye. We hang up. I have so much more time on Centennial Chairlift. I'm just riding. I love skiing. I love the crisp air. I love the snow. I love the fact that I have ski boots on today, and in 5 days, I'm going to have flip-flops on. That's exciting. I have a passport. Chandra and I are the same age. I've traveled as much as Chandra has. My passport's not expired, is it? Is it? Oh my God. No, my passport can't be expired. No. Okay. Okay. Boy, I really have had a lot of missed exits. There was that time that I missed the flight to London by a week from Spain. There was the time that I missed the bus in Portugal. There was the time that I had a travel itinerary that was plane originally, but there was a bus leg from Abu Dhabi to Dubai. Really sketchy. There was the time I got pulled over in Australia and got a ticket. There was the time in Costa Rica when I like almost got my passport taken by getting pulled over. There was the solo journey across southern Chile when I stayed up all night. 6 hours later, barely made my flight. Oh boy, I don't have a good record. There's that time in Iceland when I almost missed my flight because I had to have a negative COVID test. I'm not going to lie, the stories continue, but I don't have time. And I'm finally coming to the top of Centennial Chairlift going, I think my ski day's over. I think I should go home and look at my passport. This is getting a little stressful. So I beeline it down Ingen and go to the parking lot and get in my car. I'm getting nervous. This is getting serious. I get home, pull my passport out. Damn it. So I take a picture, send it to Sarah. She goes, well, shit, looks like I'm going on the divorce trip solo, huh? Now, being the military action woman that I am, I said, stand by, I'm going to figure this out. So I pull out my official passport, which I had at the time in my military capacity, and I thought, you can travel on an official passport to Cancun, right? Dial some colleagues. They're like, if you get caught, you probably won't, but if you do, could be career ending. I think, God, you know, I have a love-hate with my military relationship. But I've been to Iraq twice, Afghanistan once, leadership, war, gnarliness, and philanthropy. I actually got to, like, teach yoga for the first time in Afghanistan. A lot of stories that I decided I wasn't ready to end my military career on a chapter of a divorce trip to Cancun. So I sadly put my official passport back, and I said, Google. I need a passport tomorrow, because remember that Monday was Martin Luther King Day. And I came up with, okay, so you can go to Seattle, which I would do a day trip to Seattle, because you have to do this in person. It's an expedited situation. And so I got on the phone, found a guy, and he said, no, ma'am, the only available appointments are Buffalo, New York, and Honolulu, Hawaii. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to Buffalo. Tell me more about Honolulu. He said, 1 p.m. tomorrow. And I said, I'm in Idaho. Any chance that there's like a little, you know, pushing of that? No, ma'am. 1 p.m. That's the latest they have. Thank you. Please book it. Okay, thanks. Okay. okay, action time, right? Rite Aid was there, thank God. I don't know what I would have done, but I went to Rite Aid to get the pictures, right? All the logistics. I found a 6 a.m. flight on Friday morning to Hawaii, landed at noon. Passport appointment was at 1. Oh, shit, I have children. I have children. Okay. he's not an ex-husband yet. Any chance, like, you could take the boys for, like, an additional time? I know you're taking them. He didn't know it was called the divorce trip at the time for the world. But I know you're taking them for this trip that I have coming up, but there's, like, a little additional situation. And he said he obliged. So I arrive at noon, get my passport at about 3. Send the pictures to Sarah. We're like stoked emojis, you know, stoked emojis. We're going to Cancun. And then I had a little bonus 24-hour Honolulu trip, which is a funny story for another time. And then I realized that I was very happy and grateful that I was able to take this divorce trip because it was a tumultuous, dark, heartbreak time. And Sarah and I really needed it. And so it wasn't just partying on a boat. We were able to really, like, process a lot of the heartbreak and the trauma that we were honestly going through. I will tell you that if you need any advice on how to get your passport in the most inefficient and expensive way possible, I'm your girl. But also, I had a moment to reflect on my life and the gratitude that I have and how full and bountiful it is. I have amazing friendships, and my ex-husband and I actually have been able to figure out how to co-parent in a healthy way, and we have a mutual love for our boys. We're emotionally and physically and financially available for them, and I'm very grateful for that. And being in, like, thrust in the throes of single motherhood, I found a resiliency that I don't think I ever knew I really had. So that, you know, I'm grateful. I made some good lemonade out of the lemons. And I will just say that here's to more travel adventures and the ability to take missed exits with grace and humor. Yeah.